Great. I think I saw a graphic where all the national titles of the last however many years were all on like the East Coast, right close to the East Coast, like Midwest to the East. Welcome into the Bogey Bro Banter.
I'm gonna find this.
The show where we banter. I'm starting off the show. I want to do this every week.
Oh, you got something like right off the bat?
Yeah, I'm starting off the show with a quote. Okay. The quote's gonna change what it's about every week. This one is from anonymous. I don't have who this quote's from. All right, but take this one to heart. All right.
Okay.
Every morning, wake up and scream your dreams into a garbage can where they belong.
Dang. Okay, I have it. So last
there you go. It's kind of like an joke, but it's like an
it's an anti-motivation. Yeah. Let that sit with you for a week.
So last 20 years.
Yeah.
Last 20 years, this is the list. So Kentucky has won.
What are you? Can you explain?
We're trying to figure out. We're
continuing a conversation.
We started talking about March Madness, and we were like thinking about like how hard it is to win March Madness because we were kind of talking about it. I was like, how many teams have actually won like multiple championships in the last 20 years? Like, it's really hard because we knew that Carolina and Duke could each won a few. So Kentucky has one, Carolina has three, Duke has three. And then Connecticut, you forget the UConn dynasty.
UConn's got
they
two
have
or three.
Three yeah. as well. Kansas only has one.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
That's under Bill Self. Right?
Yeah.
Villanova has one.
Villanova has two. 2016 and 2018.
That's right.
Yeah, they sneaky got a couple. Louisville has one. Florida has two back to back.
Yep.
Michigan State has one in 2000.
Yep.
Well, so that's not last 20 years.
Michigan State's
that's
always
it.
Like Michigan
that's
State's
list.
Kind of a
so nobody has more than three.
Michigan State's kind of a sneaky tournament team.
They
like
are.
Michigan State
it's
always
Tom Izzo.
Goes farther than you think.
You
it
know,
would.
It's so crazy that is the craziest thing that like it you can be as much of a dynasty as you want. Like Duke is probably the epitome of like a college basketball dynasty, and Kansas I would say is also. And Duke has three in 20 years, and Kansas only has one. Like why even play college basketball at that point? It's hard to win things.
I've got one fun fact for you, Hunter, that I think you'll like. You ready for it?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So, you know, my brother-in-law, Cody, his middle name is Duke, but he's actually named after Duke, like the basketball team.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
His dad is a huge Duke fan.
I tried convincing my wife to name our son Duke.
It's not a bad name.
No.
Except for you will be called Dookie your whole life.
That's fine.
That's going to be the problem.
There's nothing
wrong
with that.
Maybe for you, that's fine.
Dookie, that's a cool name.
Dookie?
It's
like poop.
I started with...
You might as well just call him Poop.
I give props to Hunter for being so crazy of a Duke fan that he says Dookie is a good name.
Duke fans call themselves Dookies.
Yeah, or everybody's just going to think
that
you guys
are
huge.
I'm pretty sure typically people call them Dookie as in poop.
No, literally the athletic director at Coach K's farewell thing called everyone their Dookies.
Maybe they've embraced it. They call themselves crap. But also, we also call them puke.
What if they just...
Dookies.
What if your son's friends all just think that he's just a super huge... Or that you're a really big Green Day fan?
I love Green Day.
I don't even understand.
Green Day has an album called Dookie.
I mean, I wouldn't name my son Dookie, but I also love Green Day, so it's fine too. But secondary option was something where we could call him JJ because of JJ Redick.
Whatever, man.
Wife hated that one too.
I'll wake you up when September ends.
Third option was Cameron because of Cameron Indoor.
I guess
I was thinking Cameron Duke Thomas.
I like the name.
I'm a pretty invested person in the sports, like so much so that I went to school for it. But like
for sports,
for a degree in sports, but. I'm not a big enough fan
of
any team or player or anything to name a child after.
I've been a Duke fan for 18 years.
Well, yeah, I've been fans of many teams for my entire life, but
like that was my childhood. That was my identity. I would skip school to watch a Duke game.
Let's all not be misleading.
That's crazy.
We all went to college for disc golf science.
Yeah, DGS.
Why do you think I know so much about Heisers?
I have a BF in DGS.
Can we?
I have a BFA in DGS.
No, we should start doing. What are like the online? The online learning program things
like
people do.
You can get like certification online.
Well, no, but people are starting to do like Mark Rober teaches like an engineering course. What is the website
masterclass?
Called?
Masterclass?
It might be that. We should start doing a disc golf one.
A disc golf masterclass?
I mean,
why are we the ones teaching that?
What would we talk about?
How to play disc golf, like the basics. Just
that's a good
like
idea.
We could make. I said
how
it ironically,
to,
but we could
to
actually
become
do
900
it.
Rated.
Like
yeah,
the next.
What if we
NBA,
could do like
look
DGI?
Look good while doing it.
DGI is what we could call it. Disc golf instruction.
The next YouTube The next YouTube ad for Masterclass is we're going to play after the Dead Mouse for how to be a DJ. It's going to be us. Like, all right, so this is an Anheuser.
More on the ironic side of things, though, we should do like a certification and like make it look like a really fancy PhD, like a doctorate of disc golf, and like we offer it as a free online class.
Let's just go, what's his name?
Yeah.
The scumbag.
Scum.
Narrows it down. Ace Family.
What did they do?
Ace Family. Let's just go their route and just make a completely just that? Like...
What did they... Oh, did they make an online course?
They did like it's like how to become a YouTuber. Yeah. It was like super expensive. And then someone signed up for it just to like learn, like to, for a reaction video, and it sucked. Like they didn't do anything for it really. And then now that I believe they've gone bankrupt. Ace Family has. Because they also were behind the boxing... The like big YouTuber boxing where he was fighting whoever did he fight he, Bryce Hall?
Bryce Hall, yeah.
And then they didn't pay anyone out.
Oh.
Yeah, that whole thing.
A lot of YouTube boxing fraud these days.
Well, I think they were promising people so much money and they would have had to sell
pay-per-view. And then they weren't getting that.
But they were like guaranteeing money based on pay-per-view. And then they got like, they were expecting more pay-per-view than like Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor.
Well, and they were like, oh, look, the Logan Paul, like, KSI fights did so well. But like, those were like,
KSI,
those were social media giants.
Yeah. Logan Paul at that time was still, I mean, he's still massive. But at that time, he was a little bigger. But then KSI is like,
huge.
The celebrity in the UK.
Those guys were big, yeah.
Oh, I do have a talking point I want to bring up whenever we're ready.
Sports?
Yes.
Sports.
I've got a really close friend that won something big last night, and this is the most pointless thing that I can say because I don't know what it is.
Well, they win.
He's a wrestler. His name is Thomas Flitz.
What did he wrestle?
How do you spell his name?
He won something.
Wrestle in what?
Big.
College?
Thomas, what's his last name?
I think so. Flitz, F-L-I-T-Z.
What, did he win like a national championship or something?
Thomas Flitz Wrestling.
I don't know. He won
App
something.
State.
He won something.
What did he win?
I'm looking. I'm Googling.
Did he just win a meet?
Let me look on Instagram.
Maybe he won a national championship. That would be cool. I don't know when. I don't know
he
when.
He was the SoCon Wrestler of the Week two years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I was like, I had like a small period of my life where I was into college wrestling because it's kind of electric. If you ever want to see a good time, watch a wrestling meet. Or match or whatever from like a big wrestling school like Oklahoma State, they pack out an entire stadium and the fans lose their minds. And like they come up after winning and shoot off the cowboy guns and the fans lose their face. Like it's awesome.
He's a Barstool athlete.
Oh, good for him.
Signing off.
I'm sure that pays
who's
much.
Who's a Barstool athlete?
Your boy.
Thomas Flitz.
Oh, cool.
Last time he posted was March 1st.
You better back
and
up
all he
your
said
claim,
was
man.
Signing off with a peace sign. You better. Is it on his story?
Well, I'm sorry.
So he's a SoCon champion.
Did he win anything?
SoCon champion.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. What does that mean?
He won his conference.
And when was that?
I don't know.
Somebody else posted about it, but it was like they posted this like big graphic thing, and I thought it looked cool. And I was
three-time SoCon finalist Thomas Fitz secures a conference title in his final season.
Okay, so he dominates his conference.
SoCon. This guy's kind of ripped.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he was my best friend in elementary school.
174 pounds
together.
Okay, but they have three SoCon champions. I guess there's so many weight classes. There's so many weight classes. Yeah.
We played Rock Band together, but neither one of us played any instruments. We both sang, and we only sang "Eye of a Tiger" for like 4 hours straight. We just sang "Eye of a Tiger" once again.
That'll wear you down. That'll wear you down.
That's a fascinating
result.
Fifth
grade. Yeah. Now he's a wrestling champion, and
you're a YouTube champion.
And I take videos of frisbees.
You won the YouTube.
You tell me which one's cooler. I think I know. Just kidding.
We all know the answer.
I want to bring a topic up that hurt me yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
I am a coffee... I'm a self-proclaimed specialist coffee fan, okay?
No, you're more than that.
I worked in the specialty coffee industry for two years.
Not 5 days ago did I tell my wife at the grocery store that Hunter knows more about coffee than anybody on earth.
No.
I said Hunter knows so much about coffee that I don't think he knows more about anything else, and it's shocking. Like,
no,
like
I know a very small fraction of what I basically am able to repeat what my brother
Well, you're good at it. You've never.
I'm confident in what I know about coffee.
Connor will back me up that never has there been like something asked about coffee or mentioned about coffee that Hunter didn't know the answer to with like complete confidence.
Well, I studied it because I was a barista. I was a barista for 2 years.
So don't undersell yourself.
And questions were asked.
The point here is that Hunter knows a good bit about coffee.
And I am proud of what I know. So Trevor said he wanted to start getting into specialty coffee. He said that he was.
I don't know if I said that.
You did. Back me up there.
I feel like it was a little bit more of you.
It might have just been like me.
But Trevor said that he was.
He agreed.
And he was interested in exploring the world of specialty coffee.
We both agreed. Yes.
So what I did is there's a guy, a U.S. barista champ. I got to meet.
Sucks so bad.
He's into disc golf. His name's Kyle Ramage. Super nice guy. I went to his roastery, Black and White Coffee in Raleigh, and talked to him a lot about coffee. And he had on their website, they had a good like introductory roast, right? So it's like a light enough roast, but it's of a Brazilian coffee, so it has that like chocolate caramel flavor profile. And I was like, this is the perfect roast to start slowly getting Trevor into specialty coffee, because you start there to where it still has the like sweet notes that you want, but it doesn't have the acidity that turns people off to specialty coffee up front, because until you develop your palate, that acidity just tastes like crap until you can taste the fruit undernotes of it, right? So I get this coffee, 2 pounds of it for the office. I'm like, this is going to be the office's coffee. Mm-hmm. I grind it. I bring it in. Mm-hmm. We just make it on a drip coffee maker. It is a great cup of coffee. There's nothing wrong with it.
I liked it.
And then Trevor, day one, brings in as a joke a bag of Dunkin'.
It was a joke.
It was okay. It was just a joke, though.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
And a box of the individual creamers.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a joke.
It was a joke.
Hunter immediately threw in the trash.
But I got them I got them out of the trash and gave them back to him.
We're just joking.
Just a lot of jokes.
So then yesterday was the first day that I made a pot for whoever wanted it. Trevor was in earlier than Connor. He denied it. He's like, I don't want any coffee. So I'm thinking.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. You didn't. You're right.
I didn't say I don't want any coffee. I would have never done that.
I was thinking that Trevor didn't want any coffee because he turned down the coffee that was in the pot.
Yeah.
Connor came in.
Well, I did also literally say to you, you thought I was joking, but I said, no, I'm going to wait till Connor clears that crap out so I can make my own.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to actually wait till Connor cleared it out and then get the Dunkin' out and make it.
So I understand your feelings are hurt, but I didn't really do anything
wrong.
This morning, I just made coffee in the office.
After I expressed my like disdain towards this moment and how much it hurt me deep. This morning, you still have the audacity to come in and make your Dunkin' again.
But so like it's the office coffee pot, and I'm making coffee that I want to make. I don't think that's criminal.
Well, was your coffee good this morning? Did you enjoy it, Trevor?
Yeah, I did. Here's the problem, and this is where this all comes.
Let
down
me actually
to
just pause everything because what you just said there is very crucial. Mm-hmm. Because what's in your Dunkin' bag is actually my coffee. I flipped it yesterday after you left because I knew this moment would happen.
Get roasted, pun intended.
You drank specialty coffee this morning and you enjoyed it.
Did you actually?
I did, 100%. You're welcome.
Are you actually
serious? I'm dead serious.
I put creamer in it.
That's fine.
A considerable amount.
I'm just saying, your Dunkin' is in the trash can in a McDonald's bag.
I was wondering why it was so empty.
Yeah. You're
That's
welcome.
Crazy.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean.
Now you can accept the fact that I will continue to bring in specialty coffee.
Okay.
And will wean you off of the creamer because now you know you enjoy it. I just need to get.
Fair.
That's what I told him yesterday. Let me finish. Okay. The reason you didn't enjoy it. I told him this yesterday and he didn't believe me. I said, the reason you didn't enjoy it is because you don't want to like what I like.
No,
and so I knew if I took out the stipulation of it being specialty coffee, you would enjoy it.
No, that's not true.
And that's what happened.
Let me explain my side of the story. The problem is,
Trevor.
I tried drinking it black. If I drank it black today without the cream, I would have been like, this is gross. If I drank the Dunkin' black without cream, I would have said,
I
don't like this either. The problem is, before I was kind of just drinking coffee as just like more of a hobby. But then I need caffeine in the morning. I got off the energy drink. So now it was my main source of caffeine. So I needed to at least enjoy it. And drinking the specialty coffee black did not enjoy it. So I was like, I'm just going to go back to what I was making before. And you know what? Honestly, I should have just made the specialty one and put creamer in it. But I thought I would offend you even more than making my own and putting creamer in it. That is literally.
We're just going to wean you off the creamer.
So that, well, I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
It will.
Maybe. Probably.
You just gotta be open to it.
I don't know that. Why would I though? Why do I care?
Because it will. You don't have to dilute it, so you get more coffee in the same amount of cup.
I mean, it's like this much creamer. It's like that small of a cup.
B. It'll open you a world to. It's also healthier to just drink black coffee.
I'm not in it for the health,
but it'll open you to a world if you just let your taste palette develop.
Maybe that is
there's so
you
much
know
specialty coffee
that
out
is
there.
Fascinating.
You just have to
that
let
you
your
did
taste
that
palette
to
develop,
me, and I respect that a lot.
I was hoping you weren't going to notice. I need you to notice.
I need you to know though. I need you to know
though.
There was never bias involved in this.
There was.
I would have. I wanted to drink that coffee just as much as anything. It was the fact that there was cream in it versus not. You can't deny. There was never any bias in that.
There was. And I'm very happy that my experiment worked. I was giddy all morning watching you drink that coffee and you just take sip after sip looking at me.
I'm impressed you made it this long.
I wanted to reveal it on the podcast just because it was more satisfying.
But like,
it is really funny.
I literally put two flavored creamers in it. Like you can't sit here and be like, ooh, you loved my specialty coffee. Like it tasted like French vanilla because that's what I put in it.
I get that. But I'm just saying like now you have a baseline of like you can enjoy it. We'll
with two French vanilla flavored creamers
that,
in it.
Tomorrow you'll put one in.
No, I won't. I'll put two in and I'll enjoy it the same as I did today.
No, because you got to wean it off. Trust
I don't
me.
Want to.
And then eventually you'll get to where you're putting one sugar in. One sugar will cut through the acidity. Trust me, you do. You put one sugar in, it cuts the acidity and it'll let you start tasting the
fruit.
Maybe
I'll just come in each morning and whatever you decided to put in the bag, maybe it's rat poison. I'll just drink it. And some days I'll like it.
I did say that he should have just
also,
like
also, you do owe me for that coffee.
I'll Venmo you.
It was expensive.
It shouldn't have been expensive. It's if you paid for
it. I probably 8 to 10 bucks for that bag.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, and that's expensive to me.
You're in specialty coffee.
Also, because like I poured that into the filter today, and I went, "Oh my gosh! Like, how am I going through this bag right now? Like, I'm depressed."
We came up with an excuse of if you said like, "Who touched my coffee?" I was gonna be like, "Yeah, yesterday I was gonna dump it out, but once I started, Connor stopped me and said it wasn't funny, and so I just put it back, and I'll Venmo you for what I had dumped out." That was going to be my first layer.
What I'm gonna do tomorrow, actually, because now I'm just
curious. I'll Venmo you right now.
Now I'm just curious. I'm going to make both cups tomorrow with the same amount of creamer and see how much of a difference there is.
There won't be much.
Because I'm going to be honest with you.
I think there'll still be a difference.
No, I think there'll be a difference, but not much. Clearly, it wasn't enough for me to notice. Not at all.
Well, I got a coffee that would be good with cream, sugar, anything like that. That's why I got this coffee.
But like,
if you get full on, like, really light
I will
roast,
say, like, the full Ethiopian. Extent of this prank would have been really good if I was drinking both cups black. Then it would have been like, you idiot. You were biased, but like I put two flavored creamers in it. So like it would have taken a very refined palate, especially as I'm like shoving a bagel into my mouth with one hand.
I know. I'm just saying.
So like, I don't really feel like you snuck one past me there. So I'm not going to get too upset at myself, but at the same time, props, like that's funny. That was a good one.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy the coffee,
I will always buy the coffee.
And I'll keep drinking it.
I'll always, cause I want creamers, y'all to baby. Enjoy because the next thing, the
as long
next
as
step,
I've got something to make you mad about,
the first step we're gonna get is we're gonna get you to black coffee.
Next
that's
time,
step one.
Next then, time, how are you gonna fix the creamer problem? Like, how are you gonna get me to wean off it? Because like you found the solution to the coffee thing. Are you gonna like poke holes in them or something? Like,
no, we're just gonna. I just need you to commit.
I'm not gonna do that.
I just need you to. Because then what we can
I want
do,
you to find a creative way to get me to do it because like this was way more fun with the coffee thing. Like I made you go.
He's
like,
just gonna replace the creamer with coffee.
Just more coffee.
So you coffee.
No, because then basically that's step one. Then we'll get you to enjoying a true roast that's like sweet, chocolatey, caramel in a drip coffee maker.
Here's what I want.
We're gonna wean you over to a pour over with that coffee. So then you're enjoying a black cup of coffee.
This is way
with
further
a pour over.
I'm going back to Monster.
No. Then you're gonna get that pour over with like the Brazil that still has those notes, and then we'll slowly wean you into true specialty
Here's
coffee.
The thing,
which
Hunter,
is like light roast Ethiopians.
If you
and,
won't believe me for any other reason, I want you to
you're
know.
Love it.
I want you to know that this is why there was never any bias with the specialty thing, is because I deep down wanted to like it because I wanted to be that guy who could be like, oh, you put
day
creamer
one
in your coffee,
you did
you prick
day one you did
like
by
what, you
day
hate
three
yourself? Like, oh, did you get those notes of cinnamon there and herbs and spices? Like I wanted to be that guy.
I was trying to decide,
but it just didn't taste good. So like I can't
I was
I can
trying
only
to
fake
decide
it so
which,
much I need to enjoy my mornings.
I was trying
I
to decide
that.
Which way I wanted to go because what I also was thinking about doing was putting the Dunkin' into my pot thing instead of dumping it out, but it gave me way more satisfaction to just throw it away. I was going to put the Dunkin' into my vacuum sealed like container, and then I was going to make a pot. And she'd be like, Trevor, please, dude, just give it one more shot. So then I could get you to do the reverse.
If I
would
have drank the Dunkin' black, you have to know I would have noticed a difference. Black versus the two? Like, come on.
No. I was just saying if I could have convinced you like that was the specialty coffee and you taste it, you're like, this sucks. Like, Hunter, I'm sorry. I just don't like it, man. Then I'd been like, okay, well, that's your crappy coffee you brought in.
I think I would have. Well, I don't like black coffee.
I think so. He is. Yeah, the point is that he don't like black
coffee. Yeah, well, that's the real. The point is never
nothing,
the coffee
there's
grounds.
Nothing wrong
I think you
with
could,
starting with a creamer, a sugar.
I
started specialty coffee.
You could go to Kroger right now and go across all the grounds they have, every flavor, every brand, and put them all in that pot. And if I've got two flavored creamers in there, it's going to get the job done.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so now we just wean it off. Because if you wean it off to...
But I don't want to.
But listen, if you wean it off to Starbucks or something crappy like that, you're not going to enjoy it. If you wean it off to true specialty coffee, you'll get to where...
How long is the weaning process?
Not long. If you commit to every day, not long. A few
but
weeks.
That means if committing means I'm not going to like it one day. And like, I don't want to not like my coffee any
you
day.
You will. That's why you wean.
Okay, so how much? Because if I... Okay, so if I put two
so you go like
flavor
two now to go down to 1.5. Won't even notice a difference day to day.
Okay.
You go one and a half.
How
like
many
days
do I go 1.5?
You go like 1.5 for like 2 days, and then day three, you go one. You won't even notice it.
I'm just saying the second I take a sip of my coffee and I don't like it, I'm putting the next creamer in there.
Well, and then you go to one creamer and a sugar.
That seems counterproductive.
It's not, because eventually you want to get to just sugar. Because just sugar, then you can get to like light roast, and just one sugar will cut the acidity to where you can actually taste
just
the fruit.
Just cut it.
And the second you taste coffee and it tastes like strawberries or blueberries and it hits you and you're like, that's it. You'll never go back. I promise you.
I
because it's fascinating.
You so bad.
It's so fascinating.
I'm fascinated.
It's a mixture of
I'm
like...
I'm excited.
So green coffee is one of the most complex things on earth taste-wise. Like the flavor profile possibilities within green coffee is incredible.
What is green coffee?
The plant, the true bean.
Okay.
And then what's actually fascinating is around the bean, the coffee fruit itself, basically the bean's extracted from the middle, mm-hmm. and then the fruit itself is called cascara, and mm-hmm. you can actually get tea. It's called coffee tea,
this
made
is
from
when
cascara.
He knows a lot about coffee.
Like people who know a lot about coffee will realize I don't know a lot about coffee, but cascara tea is like it's fascinating because it's like this. It almost tastes kind of like hay. But it's you don't people kind of enjoy it. I was never a big fan of it, but it's a really fascinating process if you're
this
trying to get to know.
This man just said it kind of tastes like hay.
It does. It's like sweet hay, but it's a really fascinating process when you're trying to get to learn more about coffee because that'll help develop your profile because that's what green coffee smells like.
It is
what
so funny like. The turn of tables that's happening right now because if we were like going the opposite direction right now where we're trying to convince Hunter that cilantro was good or something like that, then it would sound exactly the same.
No, because like cilantro, how many different types, like what do you change
no,
about
you're,
cilantro?
You're right. I'm just saying
like
as
coffee's
in,
like, so
you
complex.
Are trying to
it just made me,
me
think of that whenever Trevor was like, you just said it tastes like hay, but I would say cilantro tastes like dirt.
Well,
I
no,
just
no, no,
like
no.
it.
Cascara, I don't like cascara.
Hates
tea.
It.
But it's a great way of like appreciating what you're drinking.
I understand.
Because it's the outside fruit
take it to
of
a
the
deeper
coffee.
Level.
It's the outside fruit of the coffee. So it helps better mm-hmm. understand how the coffee mm-hmm. gets to where it's at.
I understand.
It's fascinating.
I like a good Earl Grey with some honey in it.
Is that okay? The only true...
I'm just going to start drinking milk with
yeah,
sugar.
Earl Grey is great. The only true like correlation to the coffee world, realistically, is like the wine world. Because wine's very similar
yeah.
in complexity.
Well, that's what
it
sounds they very
definitely
much
talk
like
about
wine,
it the same way.
Wine or bourbon.
They're
like
both
whiskey.
Very similar in complexity. Because like the amount, but the only difference, I mean, the wine, a lot of it, I don't know much about the wine world, but a lot of it I think comes from like the fermentation process and stuff like that. But the big base of it is where the grapes are actually grown. So mm-hmm. that's why like wine from different regions tastes so different. It's the same thing with a coffee bean. But the fermentation process of the coffee bean is how it's roasted. So like when you apply heat in the roast, how much air you apply alongside the heat in the roast, and then when you pull heat off, when you pull air off with no heat, or like there's so many things you can do to change the roast beyond just what temperature you get it to. And that's what sucks is like Dunkin', Starbucks, all this stuff, they just get the cheapest crap coffee they can get, throw it in a roaster, blaze it, because once you get it and just burn it,
I like it
it's going to taste like what people think coffee tastes like. That's why I like Third Wave Coffee, what my brother owns, that's named
sheep.
After the movement. Starbucks, Dunkin', all that, that's a crap second wave coffee because that's essentially like you want, it's just a commodity. All you want is just something to wake you up and you don't care what it tastes like. And so people have developed like that coffee. People have developed like that coffee versus specialty coffee takes coffee and pushes it to what it could be and actually appreciates it. And also, specialty coffee actually appreciates the farmers that are growing the coffee.
Think
which
about
is very
this,
crucial.
Though. Here's one thing you're missing is that specialty coffee costs more.
Well, yeah, because they appreciate the farmers.
Right. But like if you're on a budget, then like what if, is that not a good reason to get cheaper coffee?
Well, yeah, it's the same.
It's like I'm on a budget. Yeah,
but
I want to spend less
clear,
on my coffee.
With his reasoning he was bringing up then was that they appreciate the farmers. That's like shopping from like a Made in America store versus
right. But like
if
you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Like that's still the bottom line. Like, if it does not fit in your budget, you can't always afford to shop at the naturally, locally grown
stuff. You can get specialty coffee and coffee that treats the farmers right for, like, $2 more a bag.
Okay, I mean, that's fair.
And, like, when you divide that across, like, how many cups of coffee
no,
you get
if we're
out
talking
of it,
$2 a bag, I'm not going to get, like, whoa about it.
When you making coffee at home versus getting it at a store already saves you a butt ton.
Yeah, so I don't buy coffee at
store.
So
if it's
ever.
Like, if someone is going to Starbucks every morning and... They're like, well, I can't go to a specialty coffee shop every morning because it's too expensive. Well, if you get a specialty coffee and make it at home every morning, you're going to save money over going to Starbucks every morning.
I don't ever buy coffee. I buy it by the bag. I buy grounds and I put it in my Keurig.
That being said, though, I don't think there's any shame in liking just a nice frou-frou drink every once in a while.
Oh, I love like lattes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not lattes. Lattes, I like a specialty
big
coffee
latte.
But as soon as I'm putting syrup in it, I want crap coffee. So like if I'm getting like if I'm going to Starbucks, I'm getting a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino because they're black coffee. I'm going to throw up. More or less. This I also had my fun talking point. That one I just had to bring up because I got Trevor.
Whenever we
stopped
talking about that just then, it felt like I woke up from a dream. I realized how long we've been talking
nightmare.
About coffee. What's more entertaining? I want to know what's more entertaining for people if we talk
definitely
about
not talking
that
about coffee.
Long or that one episode where we talked about dogs for like 45 minutes.
Probably dogs.
Why did we talk about
a
dogs
lot more
for
people?
You weren't there.
Oh,
a
like,
lot more
what?
People know and care about dogs than coffee.
True.
Yeah.
Specialty coffee, like there's probably
it's a
10
dying,
people.
It's a dying industry too.
No, it's actually a thriving
yeah,
industry.
Yeah, but I could listen to passionate really? Talk about anything.
Coffee, specialty coffee?
Yeah,
it's
because
it's
becoming very
just
hipster.
Started.
It's
yeah.
becoming very hipster.
We're at the
it's
start of
like
it.
It's kind of like the disc golf of the barista world. It's kind of like the disc golf of the beverage world.
Mm. Pretty soon, what
that
you're going to start seeing
I'll tell you what, man,
is
if I walk out and see those gas prices go up anymore, I'm just not drinking anything, not even
that's
water.
True. But soon you're going to see Starbucks, what? And you've already seen it somewhat. Starbucks and other places start doing more single origin and specialty coffee. You will see that more. I'm almost certain of it.
Because I want you to get me there, man. Because
that's the direction coffee's headed.
I like pretty much all coffee. Like, I can appreciate it all. But whenever you say that...
We're going to get you a really acidic cup that's very fruit-forward, all of that, that you would hate normally.
I've historically not loved
that. And we're
going
to put two sugars in it. That'll cut the acidity and hopefully allow you to taste the fruit.
Because you're right. What I've grown to like, even black, is that, like, burnt, bitter... Like, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Even drinking that black, I enjoy that.
That's what I'm saying, though, is once you taste what coffee can taste like and your palate notices it, that's when you're... Because then eventually you can get to where you get a shot of just straight espresso. That espresso already has the, like, weight of, like,
I guess what I have to ask you, though, Hunter, is, like, what if you're not trying to enjoy coffee beyond what it is right now? Like, what if...
I think you're missing out.
Okay, but like, what
it's
if
just
you
something
just don't
I'm passionate
care?
About, and I want people
I will
to
say
also
like,
be passionate about it.
No, I get that, but
it's
like,
the same thing of like,
my
what
coffee
if people
at the end of the day
is
like,
it's
like a 10-minute thing at the beginning of the morning, and like, I don't really.
But that 10 minutes could be like the best part of your day, versus just like, I'm gonna just make this so I can get up and wake up. Like, it'll accomplish the exact same thing, but you could. There's a whole other world out there that you'll appreciate so much more if you just treat it right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's the same thing as disc golf. Like, there's some people who are just never going to care about
disc
professional
golf
disc golf.
It's just coffee.
Like, you see what I'm saying, though?
Well, it's different because
there's some
like,
people that are never going to see the world of like plastic runs and discs and all that. But once you get into it, like, it's fascinating. It's a lot of fun. And it's something I really enjoy. So I've built a career talking about something I enjoy because I want other people to enjoy it as much as I do.
Mm. Same but thing. But there's a difference between like doing that and like forcing it on somebody when you like pour their coffee into the trash can. And then like,
you enjoyed it just as much as, and I paid you, I just check your Venmo. I Venmoed you $10. That's
I know, but I'm just saying
said,
like,
that was the higher end of what you said.
You definitely like went guerrilla warfare on me instead of like just like
I wanted
to
prove
to
a point to you. I would never do that to a random person. To you, I knew you would enjoy it just as much this morning, and so that's why I did it.
Here on Bogey Bro Banter, we've learned two valuable lessons today. One,
I will be pressing charges, but that's okay.
That's fine.
I wish I had a deathly allergy to that stuff. Just
to coffee?
To whatever
you're actually get. More likely to have the deathly allergy to Dunkin', who would put oil and flavory stuff
that's
in their
the
coffee.
That's not the point of this story. The story is I
coffee.
Wish I would have just started like dying at my desk and you would have been.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing that I really
have fun
love
in jail.
Is so for instance, my brother, there's a lot of foods he can't eat because of like allergy and stuff he's developed. But because of how complex coffee is, you can roast coffee to taste like if you have a peanut allergy, you can roast coffee to taste like peanut butter. So someone with a peanut allergy can enjoy peanuts. flavor wise. That's great. And peanut butter, or like a peanut butter. Like there's, I've had a shot
what
of espresso.
About sausage?
It's red beef is actually.
I want venison.
So one thing that we did a lot is like cupping coffee is how you like develop the profile. Like when you're roasting, you roast a bunch of different ones and you cup it.
How do you pick a flavor?
Well, you roast a bunch of different ones and you cup it, and then you taste what the coffee can taste like in a bunch of different stages of the roast and stuff like that. And cupping is like the most intense way to taste the flavor. And so to prepare for cupping, and like you need to be able to detect different smells and tastes, stuff like that. I always sucked at it. I never got super deep. But one of the things that we had at the coffee shop was it was like 100 vial of like basically just oils that were from different things so that you could train your senses of smell. So you just pop it out, it'd be like number 42, and you smell it, and you try to say what the smell is, and you could check it. And one of them was beef, and it's like one of the more rare coffee flavors. But technically, yeah, you could get coffee to taste like bacon or something.
I want the beef coffee.
More now, of the bacon flavor would be if you like charred it, because that's kind of the simple thing.
What I usually do though, in order to get like in order to get the flavor I want to out of my coffee beans,
here we go.
I'll like if I want like more of like a fruity flavor or something. Like
go ahead, keep going.
If I want more of a fruity flavor or something like that, is I'll take my coffee beans and I'll actually just replace it with jelly beans.
No, that's what that's the
that's
gonna
be
the
a much
thing.
More elaborate story behind that. I can't.
That's the other thing that really annoys
use,
me.
Like, use like an orange peel as a coffee filter or something.
No, that's the other thing that annoys me. You grind up jelly beans and you brew just like you would coffee beans.
That's the other thing that annoys me is like to make crap coffee taste better. What companies will do is just throw flavored oils in with their roast. So instead of caring and trying to develop what they're roasting,
why would you?
They'll just throw like vanilla oil in, and then they'll put it on your shelf. And you don't realize that now you're consuming oils and flavors and stuff that you don't need to get it to taste like that, which is much worse than you for you than just drinking black coffee.
I'm just a big supporter of like capitalism and like the mass market. So,
but you can be in specialty coffee.
Can
too.
I?
Like,
can
how
I
does
something?
That make any sense?
Can I say something?
I don't know.
What I love
Nothing
about
I
that,
said
Hunter,
makes sense.
Genuinely, you can turn me into a coffee hobbyist very quickly. I'm a hobbyist, and I could probably make anything a hobby. But I love things with an intricate process, and something that I don't feel like we do it like we as in humans, not we as in us, but we as in humans don't do enough is appreciate the process of something sitting in front of us. And I think that every time we sit down to eat any meal, we should, as we're eating it, be appreciating and thinking about the thought that went into creating the recipe and the ingredients that went into it, the farmers that grew it.
Like, and man, this McDouble. I just love the way that they carefully laid these patties.
But like, that's a great example. But like, right? But like you have a McDouble, and then you have like a Kraft burger with like Wagyu beef or whatever.
From bootleggers,
right? Like, who's going to deny that the Kraft burger is way better than the McDouble?
If I'm trying to get a cheap burger fix, though,
sure,
the McDouble was doing it. I'm trying to get.
But
a cheap
my thing
fix.
Is like, my thing is, people will argue to the death of like, people will argue and argue and argue that Starbucks is a good cup of coffee. But no one argues and argues and argues that McDonald's is a good burger. Like a good quality. Like
in the scale of burgers.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. In the scale of coffee, why do people go to like go to their deathbed arguing that crap coffee is good coffee?
Well, because they're arguing
it's
they're
it,
arguing
Starbucks
it versus,
it's like you're saying we've been
it's the fast food
it,
of coffee.
They're arguing it versus coffees of their that they know. They're not even the specialty. I feel like the difference is like the specialty coffee is like a different room than the rest of the coffee world. And there's like 5% of the people are in that room, 95% are in this room. Whereas the burger room, everybody has had from the McDonald's burger to the nicest burger, pretty much. The coffee room, people don't even leave that first room and go to the specialty coffee. So that's why they're making
it's because of what you said, where we've been trained into thinking that that is what coffee tastes like. Like in my head, if I think about what coffee tastes like, it tastes like Starbucks coffee or like a dark roast coffee. Like yeah. That's what coffee
I like
tastes like to
taste.
Me. Because we've been trained.
I don't
want to
drink fruit
coffee. That's what coffee is.
But you don't have to drink.
But
fruit
you know, actually, an interesting thing is that Starbucks was actually the reason why Starbucks is the reason why we have sit down coffee shops in America, because the founder of Starbucks actually went to France. And he noticed in France, they really romanticized the idea of coffee.
When Starbucks started, it was a lot closer to specialty coffee than where it is
now.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Even
but before Starbucks, the goal of coffee places in America was just get your coffee as fast as you can and get out of there. And what he went and visited somewhere, and I believe it was in France, where there was the coffee shop invited you to sit and did all these things in the store to make you want to stay longer. And so he brought that idea to America, is one of the first places to do that, where they wanted to create an environment where you actually were enticed to stay and hang out and spend time there instead of just like grab it and go as fast as you can. So he's like the reason why we have cool, chill coffee shops these days.
All right, enough about coffee. I got a prompt.
Starbucks is the reason for all your little hipster coffee spots. I got a prompt. How do you feel about that?
I'm not even going to answer. Me. I'm not a hipster. That's the funniest
thing. You are the hippester
I've
ever seen.
I'm the farthest thing from a hipster.
Your hips don't coffee, lie. You're not. Your hips don't lie, and what they're saying is stir, yes, stir.
With coffee or not, though.
All right, I'm not mentioning coffee
yeah,
one
new,
more time.
New topic.
All right. Not this one, Trevor, you take it however you want. No Trevor clauses
needed.
Can't wait.
I'm scared.
You go back, you time travel. Okay?
Oh my gosh.
You go back 400 years. You're not allowed, no clothes, and you're not allowed to bring anything with you.
1600?
Nothing, it's just your naked
body. Just your naked body. Okay? Uh-huh. How are you convincing people you're from the future?
400 years in the past, just you and your naked body. How do you convince somebody that you're from the future?
No timeline, anything weird like that. You're just trying to convince someone you're from the future. What are you doing? What are you saying? I haven't thought through it either, so.
Well, you show them your time machine that you arrived on. That is very tough because
I show them the Google chip that's implanted into my left eye. Yeah.
You can obviously tell them about future technology and stuff, but it'll all sound like ghost stories to them. And you can tell them about future events as well. Well, okay, so if you were brushed up enough on history back to that date, you could predict the future. So eventually it would pay off because as long
as you were brushed up, but like I would be like, okay, all right, fine, I'll prove it. What year is it? And then they'll tell me, and I'll be like, okay, well, the next president.
Presidents won't be around. Yeah. That's the thing. If you were brushed up on history enough, this would be super easy because you could predict like every year what's going to happen practically, or at least.
But you'd have to remember it because you wouldn't have your phone or anything.
No,
with you.
Right.
So
you'd
have to
have
it memorized.
You'd have to be
this
a history
year,
buff.
This year, this year.
If you were a history buff, very easy for you.
Because my always.
If
like,
you're not a history buff like any of us, you would either have to like really hope that a date comes along and you're like, oh, I know that person from history. Yeah, he's going to get assassinated.
Like, well, I know that in 2022, the Bengals don't win the Super Bowl. Yeah. So just wait until then and you'll know I was from the future.
You could. Now, you'd probably know some of the historical figures from that time. So you could like predict what's going to happen to them exactly. It might just be a long payoff.
I think what I would do.
You might have to wait a while.
I think what I would do is I wouldn't try to convince anyone of that time. I would just start writing books.
I would invest in Apple stock.
Well, you're in 1600.
I know. That was a joke.
Oh, I would write.
I would just start writing books of like stuff that I know is going to happen.
How did I just say I was going to invest in Apple stock and we know we're in the 1600s and you didn't think that was a joke?
That's funny.
I was worried about you.
I'd write music.
I was thinking like you thought you were going to live until like you're going to still die like when you're 80 or whatever if you don't get back.
But
I would just start writing about random stuff that's going to happen like in my lifetime, like 2000,
maybe,
2022.
Maybe I would just write like all the Beatles songs before they even arrive. And
would
then,
you have the Beatles songs memorized to know how to write them?
I would know the chorus and I would just ruin it because like everybody
that's literally
eventually.
A movie.
And you just
isn't
sing
it?
Yeah, it is.
You'd be like, somebody notate this for me. Yesterday.
No, any kind of like historical piece of writing or music, I'd write it all down and claim intellectual property on it. So then anytime they came along, they would never I'd ruin so many careers in the future.
I think I would. I think
they wouldn't
I
have
would,
their big break. I'd write the plot to every movie that would ever be successful in the future. It would change every movie that would ever be successful again.
And you just turn it into a Shakespearean play.
Yeah.
I
would be the Shakespeare because like when they write Inception in the future, they'd be like, this was an original screenplay back from the 1600s. Trevor Staub, that guy was a genius. How did he think of Leonardo DiCaprio being born? That was crazy. How did he think of that?
Would Inception even play in the 1600s?
What do you mean would it play?
Because you're writing for a 21st century market.
No, I don't care. I'm writing it for the future. So like, I'd write it as a book.
But if it didn't play well in that time, how would someone ever know it existed?
That's just gonna be up to history. Hopefully, it makes it. I'll just write enough that something has to make it.
What
maybe
I
I'll ruin
do,
Mean Girls. Like
the funny
I don't
thing
know.
Is that none of this is gonna stay. None of this is how we would convince them, but it's just how we would take advantage of it.
I don't know.
I don't think I could convince anyone.
The history, but like either. I said, if you know your history, or even like okay, so in the 1600s, like. as long as like one, you just ask like, okay, who's in charge here?
I'd start
and
talking
there.
About specialty coffee.
When's like the nearest war?
No, I would go back and I would look at the pyramids. I'd be like, look at that. They have electricity. They've got elevators. I told you.
They've got elevators and a penthouse.
What was going on in the 1600s?
I don't know.
We suck at history.
I really don't know.
1600 seems
we
so
We were getting
long
close to coming over to
I mean,
America
I just,
in the 1600s.
I mean, I basically just alluded to the fact that ancient Egypt was
when
thriving
was
in the 1600s, which I'm pretty sure is
was
what was happening.
1600?
The scientific revolution began. Let's see.
Jamestown was 1607.
The reigning
so
mogul,
you could start predicting American history as it's unfolding, essentially.
The reigning mogul emperor you know in India begins to build the Taj Mahal in 1633.
I'd be like, hey, that tea, go ahead and dump it in the harbor. It's going to be good for you.
Hey, but yeah, by the way, you're going to want to dump that out.
Hey, that tea, it's poisoned.
That'd
you're
going to want to
dump that tea.
Did that happen?
I don't remember why they threw the tea overboard, but if you don't dump the tea out, we won't have Bitcoin.
Imagine if you get dropped in like right before the Revolutionary War and you're just chilling because you know what happens? Everybody else is stressing out like, we're going to lose. Like there's no, and you're just like, no, nah, it's all right.
That doesn't happen until 1776.
No, I know. I'm just saying imagine if you get dropped in there.
That's 176 years ahead of where we're at.
No, I'm just saying imagine if you got dropped in
there. Like, we got a long time to
get to
jail.
It's like, don't worry. Write about all the things you're going through right now and how to keep it from happening again. They're going to ruin it anyway.
Yeah, you just watch them like writing down the Constitution and it's like,
yeah.
It's cool, but like, I don't know if it'll stick.
So in 1642 to 1649,
I would sign the Declaration too.
Oh,
and I don't. How would you get in there? Yeah, how are you getting in that room?
I'm gonna figure out a way.
Like, all right, name the ship the Mayflower.
I'll show him my DS Lite.
You
man.
Should name
you
the ship
Mario
the Mayflower. No, you,
I would know. That's the key.
Name try a ship get, the Onomatopoeia.
No, you got to go back in time and try and find some way to get things named after yourself. And so that's
what,
how you
get Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue on Trevor Stahl.
This is
instead
what
of the Santa Maria, it's just Trevor Staub.
No, you could use words that
I'm just now realizing how little I know about history.
That
is a tough era, man. In America, we only know about stuff that happened once we get to. We know about like the Mayans, and then we fast forward to like Revolutionary War, pretty much.
I think the best thing to do would be to go ahead and name things like names that aren't inappropriate yet back then, but then will be in the future. So it'd be like
Ligma University.
So like he sailed the ocean blue on Big Dong or something like that.
On Huge Anus.
I would.
My sense of humor. They'd probably hang me within like a week because I would say something that was like actually super offensive back then. I'd show somebody a meme and they'd burn me at the stake.
Well, first off, it could be you pull out your phone and they'd be like, "This sorcerer."
You can't. You're naked.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's the first thing. You're naked.
How are you showing a meme?
I remember a lot of memes. I would draw them out.
And then Trevor's drawing memes. This is how in the future.
Okay, wait.
Big.
Here's a bigger question: is there one piece of like modern technology that we know well enough how to get to it that we could get to it? Like, for instance, like, do we know how to make
fire?
You get what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I don't think
I can create anything. Honestly,
I'm saying like we can't get to.
We could reinvent the wheel. The wheel's invented back.
Can
then.
We get? Can we make it to a light bulb?
I could draw the Ford logo.
You could come up with. You could come up with the idea of an assembly line. You could as soon you have to, well you'd have to wait a long time, but whenever the car is eventually invented,
I could create
you could
the
be
Ford
like, assembly
logo.
Line, assembly line.
I could create the Ford logo
concepts
and
that we
show
could bring
it.
In. Like we could bring in the concept of like Ford public logo. Transport.
That's about as far as I could go. I'm just trying to think of something that like started back then.
What I would do is I would start.
What's the oldest company?
I would basically back
the
then.
The oldest company.
What is the oldest company
that still exists?
I don't know. The government.
Oldest company that still exists. Congo, what? Congo Gumi. Established in 578 AD is the oldest continually operating company in the world.
What?
578?
Located in Osaka, Japan.
That's insane.
What does it even do?
That is insane. How many generations have owned that company?
That is crazy.
That's nuts. Are they public? I want in. Because apparently it's going to last for another billion years.
The 100 oldest companies in the world. List of oldest companies. Here we go.
What's like, I want to know the American. Right.
1600 to 1649. Japan.
Japan's
dynasties,
been along for a long time.
They didn't play a game.
Been around.
Back then,
I said Japan's been along for a long time.
Is there any American ones?
Not, well, 1600.
Well, yeah, you're
going to
have to go.
The Wookiee. Okay. Up. United Kingdom. I would invent the Wookiee hole before it started.
What the heck is
it's
that?
It's a paper company, people.
Yeah, come on.
I would call it Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, that's another one. I'd write out the entire like premise of The Office, too. Mm-hmm. That's added to my writings.
There's going to be this show that's going to be based off a British version of the show.
I'm waiting for like the first company that I recognize.
Office. I don't even know what an office is yet, but...
They're going to basically sell paper. You don't know what paper is yet, but...
Food would be one that you could leap ahead with.
True.
You could leap way ahead with food because like things like the cheeseburger didn't exist, but you can get ground beef.
I would invent the chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. I would start Chick-fil-A.
True.
You food, say, that's hey, a key. Food
right
is
there,
a key.
Put that on that bun.
You would be the most renowned chef in the entire world if you brought all modern recipes back to that time. They would be like mind blown.
Would they have teeth to eat it? When is the era of like everyone had false teeth?
I'm pretty sure they ate food, Hunter.
No, I know.
You're thinking about the myth of George Washington have wooden teeth, which is not true.
I thought like everyone in that era just you know what? That's what I would do. I would invent the toothbrush.
There you go.
Save everyone's teeth.
That is true. You could like start dentistry. But no, I think if I'm bringing mac and cheese, their heads are exploding. And like I can figure that out. I can make pasta and how to make pasta and like cheese.
Emery Farm. I've heard of that, right?
How many, like my menu would be so funny because it would look like a trashy menu these days, but it would be gourmet.
Mm-hmm. Emery Farm. In Paris. I think I would start Emery Farm. It was the United States, 1655. It's the first one on this list that I feel like I've heard before.
But is it like a new idea company?
It was just a farm.
Okay. I'm just wondering if there's like
any. So like, how would you start it?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's, I mean, it exists.
Okay.
I think that what I would do is I would start blues music. Because blues...
That's another one you could get ahead with music.
Because blues...
I would
is
start
the reason,
free jazz.
Blues yeah, is the reason jazz. Why we have jazz, and then we have country, and then from all that we have rock and roll, and then from all that we
rock
have
and roll.
Pop. So everything, every kind of modern music we have other than classical evolved from blues music.
If you went back in time and just started rocking out some like a good... like you could go, you're obviously not going to have like a crazy sound system, but you have like enough to play good country music acoustically. Like if you start playing country music and singing that, are they like mind blown or like what is this?
They wouldn't understand any of the references.
No, they don't need to. When Carrie Underwood talks about slashing those tires, like you understand just from the tone.
When did
and I dug my wheat into
just make the lyrics from old time.
Instead you break that the wagon wheel.
Yeah.
They would understand wagon wheel.
Me.
You took your pitchfork to both of the horses instead of the headlights.
When was the acoustic guitar founded?
Founded?
Created.
You could there also might be enough things. So I would
the
find
lutes existed before the guitar.
I would find the
similar.
Smartest, most innovative people of that time and take to them
guitar.
The technology and let them figure it out.
First real guitar was in 1776. The standardized acoustic guitar is 1850.
But I can play
that's
the piano.
Part of the issue is
the
like,
piano was there though. I could play the piano.
400 years ago is just
how
like
did they come up with the piano before the guitar?
Well, because the piano was like
I feel like that's just a way more complex instrument. Maybe they just didn't even care.
Yeah,
about
it's not. It's not that they couldn't invent the guitar. They didn't have a need for it because you didn't need self.
Well, like the harps got 1700 was the piano. You're 100 years shy. You're 80.
What? Really?
You're 88 years away from the piano.
Music
starting.
Major. Maybe you need to brush up on your music history. That was in the last.
You week basically
of
you could. You, could you play something on the harp? The harp had the harp was.
I could figure it out.
You trumpets. I don't think it was like the modern trumpet. I think it was just like.
What if, do that.
Okay,
I would just do that.
Wait, what if you...
I would invent rap
what if you
music.
Somehow got it into
I'd
the history
I'd be like,
mom's
spaghetti,
like,
and they'd be like, what's that?
What if I was like...
I'm getting a phone call
what
right
if there
now.
Was like a certain...
It's very loud.
Like, you could like put names on like... In like
sorry
the history
that.
Books and be like, Jason when this person is born, like, you need to make sure that they don't see the light of day. And it's just like... It's just like a sports team that I don't like.
There's going to be this
oh,
mate.
Yeah. Like Roy Williams. Don't let
no,
him
no,
out
no.
Of the
I'll
basis.
Say this. I'll just write down like JJ Redick can never touch a basketball or the world's a danger. And then like I'll slowly erase all of like the
what
teams.
What player
that
would
like.
I do that with?
Like how funny would that be? If like you just write it enough places in history that like people
are
like
a phone call now.
Yeah.
People are like it doesn't make any sense, but like JJ Redick can't touch
is
a basketball.
Is the phone call from Raleigh?
Doomed.
No.
Maybe
my mom
just,
called me and then my wife called me, but I just texted and said
busy,
on a podcast,
bees.
What's up? I
would I
think
be
the player.
Like, listen, there's going to be this guy named Edward Sheeran.
I think it's also
and
funny.
You're going to want to pump all your money into him.
It's think, also funny to assume that we're making it through like the first night in this time.
That's also true.
Like that we haven't just been killed.
That's true.
By the wild.
I don't
perhaps.
Think redheads were invented yet.
Yeah, you might.
I'd be cut to pieces.
That's
study.
The thing. Okay, so like the average height back then was shorter.
Oh, would
so
we like, be giants?
So we'd be like pretty tall, strapping men for sure. So average like they might look to us as gods back then. I don't know. Like 5'11", is that the equivalent of like 6'4"?
I don't know about that.
Am I dunking on George Washington once we get there? 200 years?
The average height using skeletons.
This is the stupid. I think everybody listening to this podcast 68. Is going to be like, they're the stupidest people.
Yeah,
I've
honestly.
Ever heard.
This is, I mean, I know, I am in territory that I have no idea where I'm at.
What's the average height?
68 inches.
Look up.
68 inches? That's 5'8. That's not even that short. That's probably like the average height now.
Yeah, I think that is close.
That's 5'6".
68 inches is not 5'6". 68
feet. Divided by 12.
60 inches is 5 feet, right?
68. Okay, maybe.
Yes.
It says 5.6, so yeah, you're right.
I was...
If it wasn't obvious before this part, I'm
was
dumb.
Really
what was going on in
the
1600s? Somebody look it up. What's going on in history in the
1600s? I already did.
Well, Jamestown was founded right at the beginning, 1607. Right. So like
Plymouth Rock.
So you'd be fine because Pennsylvania, right?
We were the second state.
So Jamestown was... No.
So you wouldn't be fine.
Hold on.
Where's the Rock? Is this in Pennsylvania?
No.
Dwayne?
Plymouth is not Plymouth in Pennsylvania, Rock? You goofball.
Where is it at?
Pennsylvania wasn't founded until 1787. Hold
Plymouth
on.
Rock was Massachusetts.
Yeah. 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 Plymouth Rock was Massachusetts.
Either way.
So I would start Busch Gardens in Williamsburg.
That's a good idea, man.
Plymouth Rock idea. Was a...
Start with just like sliding down the rock.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys just want to pay a...
$10. $10.
A shallot.
That was 1620.
Two chickens and Plymouth Colony. One bull get you a ride.
Plymouth Colony was
that's
1620.
That's a lot of money.
1620. Dude, I would make
and
that.
Those are rough times back then. Like,
that would be Hunter. That would be Hunter getting, Colony.
If we're getting plopped into America, there's like barely anybody there and they're all starving in the 1600s basically until like the later parts.
Yeah, but you'd be reading that and you'd say Hunter Colony instead of Plymouth.
Okay. So maybe yeah. I think I'd rather get plopped in the UK
I'd go find
and
out
squeeze
what
my
happened.
Way into the monarchy.
I would go find out. What happened with that whole Croatoan thing?
Is that the Lost Colony?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'd find him.
You know
I'd
what?
Find the Lost Colony.
Yeah, plot
I'd
the
figure
Lost
out
Colony.
What would happen with Stonehenge.
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 I'd
what
start
is
asking
it?
Questions. So these
you seen those stones?
These circular
you guys,
stones.
You guys heard about this? And they're like, no, we've never heard about that. And then you're going to be like, wow, how would you get that information?
Wait, how many wonders of the world could you discover?
Probably not a lot because you
could find the Grand Canyon.
Get there. Travel was not as easy back then, and information was not
just
spread
take the
as
red
easy.
Eye to Tanzania and find that statue. Or you got to wonder the
like,
world.
Hey, would you mind if I get on your boat? No.
Did they even call? They probably didn't call things wonders of the world back then.
No.
Like, when was the wonders of the world? Just, what are the wonders
the
of the world? Do we know what they
well,
are?
Back then, the wonders of the world.
Class.
We're going to play a game real quick and called Who Can Name More Wonders of the World Between You Two.
Back then, wonders of the world was just where is the edge of the world?
Yeah. Oh, I would tell everybody that the earth is round.
Yeah.
Well, they know the earth is round, but there were still people that thought you could sail off the edge of the
I'm
earth.
Not a flat earther, but there are questions that can't be answered.
Like what? Name one.
Like what?
Like,
we've,
I don't want
to
talk about it.
We've been to space
right now,
and looked at the.
I've flown
planet.
Over the top of the earth.
I don't want to talk about it, man. I'm just saying there are some questions that can't be answered.
Okay.
Hey, man, you think you take that as you want.
Okay, this is the
Google
seven
it.
Wonders pyramids. Of the world. How many do you know?
All right, pyramids.
Hold on,
Victoria
is that a
Falls. Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Pyramids
it's
not, definitely
it's
are.
Not a wonder.
I don't think it's a wonder.
It's
of
not
the
a wonder
world,
of the world.
Yeah.
Are these natural wonders?
Nope. None of them are. I don't think.
Can you define what a wonder
Victoria
of the world
Falls
is
it on there?
Nope.
Then you're on a different
oh,
list.
Oh.
This is Britannica's Wonders
is
of the World.
Easter Island.
It was
Easter
created.
Island.
This is the Wonders of the World.
Easter Island or the Easter things.
There's a different list for seven
are
natural
you
wonders
can you
of the
hear
world.
Me? Can you hear me, Trevor?
Yes.
Easter
no,
Island
don't
or whatever
that's
it's
one.
Dang, what is it? What are the? What
there's
is
a
that
different mean? List for seven natural wonders of the world, Hunter. These are the built ones.
So Machu. These are the man-made.
This is what I mean.
Man-made wonders of the world, and the pyramids aren't on there.
They're not. This is real deal. I mean, I'm looking at this list, and like it's a tough list to break into.
I just Googled it, and I've never seen this. List
oh, that Chinese
the
stone.
The Great Wall of China.
Oh,
is on there.
That's not what I was gonna say.
Chichen Itza,
Christ the Petra,
Redeemer.
Machu Picchu. Christ
oh,
the
I was gonna say Machu Picchu.
The Colosseum.
The Great Pyramid
Taj Mahal.
Of Giza is on mine.
I'm not really sure why you guys are saying all
see,
that.
See, we
I was
have the exact
them.
Same list, but the Great Pyramid of Giza
what
are on this one.
Who made your list?
It says Forbes. Can you name the seven wonders of the world? And on there is the Great Pyramid
well,
of Giza.
It's not the same list because I had.
So seven. Then those aren't the seven wonders of the world.
Well, Forbes doesn't get to decide the
winner. No, I'm just saying that can't be if people are disagreeing on it.
No, I agree. I don't know who gets to decide. But what's wait, there has to be a difference between our list because if we both had seven things. That's what I'm...
I don't know.
I'm looking
I know
see.
Victoria Falls is a wonder of the world because that was like a thing when I was
what
there.
What is the difference between these two lists? There's definitely one on... What was on mine that wasn't on yours? Victoria Falls might be a natural wonder.
You're thinking about Victor's Falls.
Anytime I hear wonders of the world referenced in anything, it's always them saying that this is going to be the eighth wonder of the world. So I just always know there's seven because
like, at one point, Natural Bridge was called the like eighth wonder of the world.
That's stupid.
Locally.
It's not, yeah, I mean, that's like the most Virginia thing I've ever heard in my life.
Natural wonders of the
it's
world.
It's a cool thing.
The Northern Lights.
It's cool.
But it.
What does wonders of the world
the
mean?
The Grand Canyon.
Like you don't know about it or like.
I think it's just like the craziest thing. The
Harakuten.
Cool, yeah.
Victoria Falls.
Because like.
Mount Everest. And
the fact that the pyramids aren't on
Great
there is
Barrier Reef.
Crazy.
Like if these
Harbor of Rio de Janeiro.
If all these things are like wonders of the world, then like iPhone should be on there. I mean,
yeah, no, you're right. Like, let's make a new wonders
of the
world.
What we've discovered
wait,
here is that
wait, that's
no
what
one,
we need to do.
Here's
no
our one knows the wonders of the world.
New wonders of the world list. We each go around and we pick one draft style.
Okay,
so Connor, you like the iPhone? That's a great one. The iPhone is like a smartphone. That's
smartphone.
A wonder of the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you go broader.
That's most powerful computer to date in your pocket.
Lucky Charms. They put marshmallows in cereal.
Okay, that's
stupid. That's just stupid. Are we taking this serious or are we doing Lucky Charms?
Right now. This is serious.
By making a list of wonders of the world that is fake, it is automatic.
This is serious. Mine is the
His
most
is a
powerful
good one.
Computer to date when, in your
okay,
pocket,
when are we? When
and
are we,
yours is marshmallows.
When is the date? When
They've
is
had
the date?
Marshmallows
when is the
have
date
been
we're
around
starting?
For thousands of years.
When are we starting the date? No, but they didn't put
yours
it in
is
cereal.
Marshmallows and grain.
In they put the marshmallows in cereal.
If all right, you went back charms. To the 1600s and invented Lucky
Charms, chicken sandwich.
They would be like, okay, you're a normal guy.
The chicken sandwich.
If we're going on Trevor's mindset, chicken sandwich.
Yeah. You can't try too hard with
I'm
fake
segments like
this.
I'm just saying, if
like
you
this,
went to
or
the
else we're
going to
actually have heated arguments
If you were dropped
about.
In the 1600s naked, and you'd be like, there's this thing called Lucky Charms, and be like, what is that? And you're like, it's marshmallows
they'd
and
first
grain.
Say, they'd
and they'd
first
like, yeah,
say,
I had that for breakfast.
No, they would first say, what's a marshmallow?
No,
and you'd be
no,
like, okay, sorry, let's kill your cow.
Years.
Let's kill your cow and get the bone marrow out.
If,
whip it up.
If it wasn't
a marshmallow.
If it wasn't amazing, they wouldn't have made so much money and success off of it all those years later.
Right. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I fall.
If you're
like
gonna listen,
comical.
The only way we're ever gonna prevent crazy blow
think,
up arguments when we have segments like this is by taking
be,
them less seriously.
I don't think food can be a wonder
can
of the
we
world.
Agree with that?
I don't think food can be a wonder
okay,
of the world.
Okay, so no food. When does the date start? Because now we're getting serious.
All time. This is
yeah,
a goat.
So this is
oh,
just,
so the craziest things ever. Well, then if
that's like a smartphone's
is,
a great one.
So smartphone, because I would say like, is the computer like considered?
No, because this is just
okay.
as powerful as the original.
Okay,
computer.
I would say like the Mars rover probably goes on that list.
See.
Or maybe like the Hubble there. Telescope. I'm gonna go with the Hubble Telescope.
Great.
I don't know. Based off of what the regular wonders of the world are, I feel like you could just say Mars, because they had like Mount Everest on there.
No, this is the man-made one. This not
well,
the
world
man-made.
World isn't world is like just Earth.
Mm. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to put the car on there. Like the automobile has to.
I'm gonna go with
true.
Has to be. It's like changed everything. Or the plane.
I'm
motorized
let,
transportation.
I'm gonna let Connor get to that one because that's a Connor. That's a Connor thought.
Okay.
I'm
motorized
going
transportation.
With
flight. The Wright brothers.
The arrow. The disc. Beveled edge disc.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I was like, what was just said?
I was trying to think of the first beveled edge disc. I don't even think I got it right.
The firearm probably goes on this list too.
I'll go with.
That's controversial.
I
want to
come
true.
Up with one
very
of my own. Darn it.
It's not controversial.
I'm going with.
Yeah, it will.
Trying to think of something I do every day.
Coffee.
Hot water heater.
Yeah, you would think coffee would be like.
Hot water heater is good.
Hot water heater.
You know what? It's always funny to me that they call it a hot water heater because you're not heating hot water. You're
heating
water.
Water
so it's just a water heater.
It's a water heater.
I'm not making fun of you. Everybody,
no, I'm just,
I say hot water heater.
I was
as well.
Trying to think of something that I use every day and I take for granted that like people back in the day would be like, wait a minute, I
yeah.
don't have to heat this
That's
over a
smart.
Fire to have a
water
warm
heater.
Bath.
Yeah, that is great. So basically,
it's more
just,
like electricity.
Wait, electricity.
Yeah, I'd say like electricity.
I didn't know we were going super broad.
It's like, well,
then
I mean,
electricity takes his smartphone away.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. So is the computer.
Because then his would just be like, oh, the computer.
This, this is tough. This,
TV.
Is why, this is why we can't take this too seriously.
TV. Great.
Television?
Television.
Yeah, that's great.
Hot water heater, television.
Are we just gonna
smartphone? What was yours?
I said, well, Really, it should just be space travel in general.
Space travel.
I'm just saying the NASA.
Okay, we're back to you. We're back to you, Trevor.
Anything that can get to space and do things successfully, that's
we're back to you for number five. We need seven.
We're not. I'm leaving the car thing for Connor to take if he wants.
Yeah,
it. He's
I already
car
said
guy.
Motorized transportation.
No, you wasn't your turn. That wasn't your turn.
And you just took.
Oh, and you just took.
I'm sorry.
TV.
I'm
oh, no, internet. Oh.
Internet. Great one.
I mean, it has Boom. To be on there.
It does. Mm. You're right. Mm. Crap. This is.
Oh, you could do like the credit card. Because that's another thing that's like a huge staple.
No, that's just bartering.
Combustible engine.
Well, everything can be broken down, but we agree we're not going to do that.
I like the combustible engine.
Okay, so we're not doing combustible engine. But then, like, how do you choose train and not car? How do you choose car and not
That's why I said
motorcycle.
Motorized propelled transportation.
Okay, like so I'll let you take that one. So I'm coming. It's still on me. Well, when it gets to you,
this
you
is the
can
last
say
one.
It.
Then
this is the last one for me, and then Connor can take what he wants. Oh boy! Oh boy! There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure.
What is like a staple of
one
the world
wheel
that we have?
The one wheel.
What's like a staple of everything that we have in, you'd say, fast food?
Oh, the nuclear bomb.
That's not a wonder. That's a terror of the world.
Still a wonder.
I'm
wonder
terrified.
About it. I wonder
if it's going to get dropped on us. Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, that
rubber.
Man just took it all the way down to an element.
It's used in so much, but like
we need it.
Where did it come from? Where did it go?
Trees.
Rubber.
Comes from trees.
Mine is.
How would your life exist without
Disney.
Rubber?
Disney.
You're taking that over motorized transportation?
No, I'm just kidding.
Disney. That's
mine is.
This list would be way more funny if we all did ironic ones. Like it would be way more funny. I think we should all tweet ironic wonders of the world so that we can have things like pepperoni pizza and Lucky Charms. And like talk shows on there.
Damn it. All right,
Danish
you know what?
People. You here's what we're gonna
most
do.
Most important inventions of the last 1,000 years.
No, here's what we're gonna do. We'll go now that we have our true wonders of the world.
That's our true wonders.
Which are what? Smartphone.
And that is in stone too. If somebody
Yeah.
That's
smartphone. Official. What was yours? Smartphone.
Space travel.
Space travel. What was the frick was mine?
Rubber.
No,
rubber.
Your first one was,
Hot water heater.
Hot water heater. Space travel. Rubber. Hot water heater.
So we have
television.
Television, internet. Smartphone, hot water heater, internet, space travel, rubber, and motorized transportation.
No, I changed my mind to Disney.
That's the foundation. Serious wonders of the world.
Roller coasters, though.
No, now we'll do ironic. So this,
okay,
you
want
to put Lucky Charms? There's no rules. Just stuff that you like.
I mean,
wonders of the world. We
I feel
each
like we've
get
already sold the joke, but
no, we're back.
Oh, okay,
my first one, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, wonder of the world. That's a great pick. That is a fantastic.
Oh
pick.
No, frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza. Number.
Well,
two.
We could have put the microwave. We could have actually put microwaves on the real one.
That's too late.
Microwave technology is a big deal. I got another great one. All mine are gonna be food, I feel like.
I'm going with something that I like can't live without.
Oh no, I got a good one.
Mine is Starbucks coffee.
Dude, what the frick? It's my turn.
That is just a joke though.
Don't overthink it. It's an
no,
iron, it's an
I
ironic
no,
list.
No.
Oh, you're having trouble overthinking a question? That's hypocritical. Anything?
Under Armour shoes.
His list, man.
My list.
No
laughing
list,
me again.
No list shaming.
Mine is.
Whoa.
Just really thinking hard about it. KC plastic.
Nice.
Good. I'm gonna say Vine. I think it.
Oh,
I think it shaped
dang.
Me.
That's a good one.
I think Vine
one.
Shaped
that
me.
That is
a lot.
Great one. I've got my next one.
How many people even know what
my last
is
one?
Anymore?
This is my we, last one. I gotta be old. Serious here.
Mine is very good.
I'm very serious about all this.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
That is such a good one.
That's
honestly,
a wonder of the world.
That is a
warm.
Here's this one. I know we're choosing ironic ones, but this one needs to be added to the regular ones.
Why'd you? Okay.
PewDiePie.
You know, I've never seen a PewDiePie video.
Ooh. Missed out on a lot.
I'm not really. I'm honestly not really sure if I have either.
Oh,
I never watched a single one.
But we wouldn't be doing what we were doing if we wasn't for PewDiePie.
All right, we're just gonna pick one now. We're just keep going. List.
Keep going.
Favorite YouTuber of all time.
Favorite YouTuber of all time.
If you could watch one YouTuber,
so if you could only watch one,
if
YouTube
one YouTuber
channel,
was going to make a video every day, and that if they were going to, and that's the only video you could watch for the rest of your life, is the video they put out once a day, every day. Oh, okay. Who would it be?
So you're basically
is this YouTuber or YouTube channel?
It can be channel.
Channel's probably fair.
That's fair
because then you could just say like the Discovery Channel. YouTube, and this then you just watch sure. Discovery Channel clips.
I mean, if you want to do that,
I'm not gonna say think that, of it's not crazy because
I've got mine locked.
You
in.
Have to think of content that you can't get anywhere else. Because like I could say a certain like something related to a sport, but I could consume that sport.
No, yeah.
Other places, there's certain things that you're really only getting from YouTube.
No, that's why I'm saying YouTuber. I don't like watch someone YouTube who like anymore, creates though. YouTube content. But you did.
Yeah, I know.
All of us did.
This would have been very easy for me to answer.
I've got okay. Mine's Casey Neistat, 100%. I've never seen that guy put out a video I didn't enjoy.
The problem is you're going to get about... Oh, you're saying there. They make one
they
a
make
day.
One every day.
Okay, I was saying the problem is you're never going
to
get
and
one.
Plus his daily vlogs, like that's how I used to start my day.
He's definitely up there.
It's got to be Casey Neistat. No doubt.
No doubt, no doubt. 100%.
My second pick, if y'all want to steal it, would be the Sidemen because they're very funny.
Let me go through my subscriptions really quick. It's been a while.
I don't really subscribe anymore on YouTube.
I don't anymore. I used to, though. That's what I'm saying. I used to...
I still spend a lot of time on YouTube.
Good Mythical Morning. Rhett and Link, that's a good one.
That's a great one. I enjoy that.
See, I go through Rhett and Link phases, though. I would get tired of it.
I never really
watched
them.
It's like once a year, I binge all the
hardcore
morning episodes.
I know the answer.
Then I get sick of it.
I know the answer. I forget. Well, no, but I can consume that on TV.
But there's never been a day where I was
sick of
Casey Neistat
videos. Binging with Babish, because I love food YouTube. It's probably my favorite part of YouTube.
Never even watched that.
But the problem is I can watch the Food Network. I need to find something that I'm really only getting from that YouTube channel.
It's really just the person. Is more than anything.
I really like this YouTube channel, Donut Media, that does a lot of really good car, like entertaining, funny car content that I really enjoy. But, and I would enjoy that every day watching it. But I think my answer would probably be Peter McKinnon, who is a filmmaker YouTuber. But he used to like mainly just do tutorials and
stuff.
He used
to do magic if you go way back.
Yeah, he did. But he actually, now his channel has evolved to where he does like everything. Like there are like vlogs where he'll talk about coffee. He's really big into coffee. Sometimes he'll talk about coffee. Sometimes he'll talk about billiards. Sometimes he'll talk about his Ford Raptor. Sometimes he'll talk about his four-wheelers or his jet skis. Or he'll talk about camera stuff. So I feel like that's like I would never get bored because every one of his videos are different. And his personality is great.
Here's my answer. Dude Perfect.
Yep. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm always going to be entertained.
It also is good picking a group because like if you start hating one of the people, there's like four other choose from.
That's a really tough one. But yeah. I think Dude Perfect.
Casey Neistat.
Always enjoy a Dude Perfect video.
It was always. Casey Neistat was
and now
by
that
far
I have a like
YouTuber.
Now that I have a son too, like he's gonna like that's gonna be an easy one to throw on the TV for him to watch. Dude Perfect.
Nice. Nude Perfect.
Nude Perfect.
Oh, we can't spoil that one. It's coming out soon.
Patreon exclusive.
All right. This episode has been about an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think we're good to wrap it up there.
I think that we need really to figure out a sound effect that we're gonna try to make because
You know what? Your best imitation of a drip coffee maker.
No.
What is that? Okay, fine.
Well, okay. Well, can I do my Keurig? Because that's the one I know the most because I do it. I typically use my Keurig.
You know, like at the end?
That was actually really good.
Like at the end when it's trying to push out the last few?
I 100% can see that.
Here's how my Keurig goes. Like, okay. When it first, it sucks in the water, it goes like... Does like one of those.
That's a good noise.
Okay.
That's good.
That's fair.
And then you just hear
then
this. You hear a... you hear a... of like the water starting to boil. And then you finally hear the trickle. I can't make a good trickle noise, but that's... that was a better
that's
attempt than I would have had.
All right, I got mine. This is it.
But that first noise is really what's iconic about the Keurig.
Connor, you can't just make a fart noise for every sound effect that comes up.
I was trying to do the...
Its sound effects are awesome.
I can't do it. I'm trying to do the
we
slow,
should do a disc
the
golf.
Slow running
you guys
thing?
Know the I job that's like the Foley, the person that makes sound effects?
Yeah.
We should do a disc golf Foley competition where we'd have to take a disc golf clip and make the sound effects for the clip. And we can't use any disc golf related objects and just see...
But like, what about chains?
Well, you're gonna have to find different chains,
or just use two metal things and cling them together.
Yeah,
we have to just use things in the office.
Yes, it has to be in the office.
All right.